From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday. Cancellation came at the request of the U.S. and Russia. U.S. military says coalition forces killed one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wael Adil Salman al-Fayed, ISIS's so-called Minister of Information, also known as Dr. Wael, was targeted, killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Fayed was targeted in Raqqa, Syria, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital. Witnesses are saying al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents at Al-Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. The Shabaab forces consisted of 200 fighters. This is VOA News. Next week, world leaders will gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the United Nations.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will see concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views about President Obama being an American.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
In 2011, Trump was a force behind a movement arguing without evidence that Mr. Obama was born abroad. Since then, he has refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
Imagine a president who sees someone who doesn't look like him and doesn't agree with him and thinks that person must not be a real American. Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
The so-called Bertha saga continues to make waves as the latest opinion polls show the two presidential candidates locked into what amounts to a statistical tie at a time when third-party candidates could alter the race. Famed American playwright Edward Albee has died at the age of 88. Albee was proclaimed the playwright of his generation after his play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opened on Broadway in 1962. The Tony-winning play, still widely considered Albee's finest, was made into an award-winning 1966 film starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.